Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzin' with you today with Hannah Thompson-Weeman talking about sharing your story with consumers in just a moment.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
If you're looking to lock in a floor price on your livestock, USDA is offering the Livestock Risk Protection Program to both cow-calf and stocker feeder operators. Coverage is based on a number of head, sex, and projected sale weight. Best of all, no margin calls, brokerage fees, or minimum contract sizes, and no upfront cost to you. Take the risk out of your cattle operation today. Call Dakota Moss at Livestock Risk Services at 580-618-2174 or visit LivestockRiskServices.com for more information.
The president and CEO of the Animal Agriculture Alliance, Hannah Thompson-Weeman, is a great go-to person when it comes to finding out how to best set yourself up for success when it comes to telling your story to consumers.
When you look at what the folks in production agriculture, animal agriculture, cattle producers, pork producers, the poultry industry, what do they need to be doing to be able to tell their story to that middle part of society that perhaps can be influenced in a positive way about, how we're being responsible?
Well, the number one thing we recommend is to be beyond reproach. So we need to make sure that we are following and exceeding guidelines and policies in terms of animal welfare and environmental impact, because we can't have there be any vulnerabilities that these organizations would like to come along and exploit. So make sure we're doing the right thing every time, no matter who's watching, and that we can substantiate that by using things like third-party audits and verification programs. And then we do need to tell that story. So being involved with our customers, reaching out to local media, local organizations, putting a face on animal agriculture, and being that expert that folks can go to if they do have questions or even concerns. We have a program we started in 2020 called Animal Ag Allies, which is intended to help farmers, ranchers, veterinarians, and others involved in animal agriculture do just that. So if you need some more training on communications to get comfortable talking about these potential contentious issues, growing your following, highly encourage you check out the Animal Ag Allies program.
When you think about trying to influence the general public, those obviously you've got that extremist groups that are out there, that element that simply they've got the agenda, they're not going to let go of it, but there is that middle part of society that we can have success if we do these things that you've just mentioned.
And that's who we need to focus on. We don't need to waste time telling each other how great we are. We don't need to waste our breath trying to engage with those extremists. Again, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter how well you're doing it. It doesn't matter how committed you are to animal welfare and being responsible stewards of the land and your animals. If at the end of the day you are part of animal agriculture, there's no way that they're going to believe that what you're doing is ethical and responsible. So we don't need to spend time arguing or trying to change minds. We just need to find the people that fall somewhere between those two extremes. They don't have that personal or professional background and knowledge of animal agriculture. They don't really agree with that animal rights mindset, but they might be hearing a lot of things that make them have questions or concerns about animal ag. And those are the kind of people we can connect with, because the vast majority of people do eat meat, poultry, dairy, and eggs. And all we have to do is make sure they have the information they need to keep feeling confident in making that decision.
From your spring conference, you obviously had opportunity to bring people together face to face for the first time for a couple of years. I know that was great. What are some takeaways that you felt really good about coming out of that conference for 2022?
It was really exciting to host our stakeholder summit back in person for the first time since 2019 and see so many of our members, our stakeholders, as well as new faces who we've just started working with but haven't had the opportunity to meet in person. Some of the most exciting things that came out of the summit, first was a focus on action. So we did something a little bit different this year. We really included workshops as part of the agenda. So not only were our attendees hearing about what others have done, case studies, the latest information, there were also three interactive workshops where they were challenged to put what they were hearing into action and really start working on these issues. So how to influence the influencers, developing a crisis plan, those were things that were covered in actual actionable workshops during the summit that I think will have some long-term effects.
Chief Executive Officer and President of the Animal Agriculture Alliance, Hannah Thompson-Weeman, you've got the beef buzz on Ron.
Wheat farmers, here's a wheat variety that can offer big yield numbers in the proper environment. It's Showdown, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Showdown is widely adapted from West Texas to Central Kansas, including the Oklahoma Panhandle. Showdown has a very high yield ceiling with good standability and responds well to grazing with adequate seeding density. Showdown also offers Hessian fly resistance. Showdown is another Graze and Grain and Golden Grain OSU variety. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.